many thanks for joining us again, Paul Welton, here in the studio as we head toward the Unknown Ridge once again. That was that's an unusual CBS Special Products album you've got there.
Yeah, it's a compilation. I found it for 50 pence, so I thought I'll take a chance. I looked at the track list and I thought, yeah, some interesting tracks on that. It seemed to be produced for 17 magazine, from what we can work out, which was a girls magazine, but the tracks are very sort of heavy for some 17 year old girls.
Some cool hippie chicks.
Yeah, that was the Trees from their very rare album, The Garden of Jane Delaney, and the track called Nothing Special. But we think that was quite special. It's quite
and the vocals, Celia Humphreys.
Well, you know more than I do.
Yeah, we know Sandy Denny, of course, and Judy Dyble, Fairport.
Yeah.
Julie Driscoll, but Celia Humphreys it was singing with the Trees, and that, although it was called Nothing Special, I think that was. So I think I've managed to line up the Birds from the same album, and this is
the Ballad of Easy Rider, which is quite apt because it's the 50th anniversary of the Easy Rider film coming out.
The river flows, it flows to the sea. Wherever that river goes, that's where I want to be. Flow, river, flow, let your waters wash down. Take me from this road to some other town. All he wanted was to be free, and that's the way it turned out to be. Flow, river, flow, let your waters wash down. Take me from this road to some other town. Flow, river, flow, past the shady tree. Go, river, go, go to the sea. Flow to the sea. The river flows, it flows to the sea. Wherever that river goes, that's where I want to be. Flow, flow, let your waters wash down. Take me from this road to some other town.
This is such a good album. We're going to play the next track. This is The Gun, and what is it, Paul?
This is a track called Free Fall, which was from their first album.
No, Sergeant.
No. Isn't it? Sergeant.
Let's do this again. Yeah, I'm sorry, I'd misled Paul. I said I was going to play Argent, but I've just realised the next track on the album is by Gun.
Oh, okay.
And it's called...
this is called Head in the Clothes.
Which is what I think both of us...
You foxed me then,
yes,
didn't you?
Yes, my head is most definitely in the clouds. With you to let me play my way.
but you just didn't listen to a single word I've said. I've got my head in the clouds, can't get my feet on the
head towards the unknown region with Chris B, where pomposity and pretentiousness know no bounds.
Chris B at towardtheunknownregion.com.
That must be Russ Ballard on the vocals
there. It sounds very much like late period Zombies, doesn't it?
And yet it was Argent. Obviously Rod Argent from the Zombies. We're going to play the Zombies after we play the next track on this album, Paul. I could almost base a complete programme on...
You could around this particular album.
Album.
I think you're going to buy this off of me, aren't you?
I can't pay your prices, great mate. This is a fantastic album. Never seen it in my life before. In Good Company, it's called. Produced for 17 by CBS Special Products. WSR 945 is the catalogue number. Should you be trying to hopelessly search this out?
Look through the MFP albums at the car boots. You never know your luck.
It's got Chicago, Spirit, Laura Nyro, It's a Beautiful Day, Black Widow, Mike Bloomfield and Al Cooper Santana, Argent we just heard with Free Fall, and The Birds we heard, Ballad of Easy Rider, and The Gun, Head in the Clouds we played, and Trees, Nothing Special from the album Garden of Jane Delaney. Let's just listen to Johnny Winter and Hustle Down in Texas from his album called Second Winter. Say something, Paul.
I'll try to. Try to think of something to say about this.
Then I hustled down in Texas, went to Chicago too. Well, hustled down in Texas, went to Chicago too. No, there wasn't nobody let me do what I want to do. Then I traveled around in Georgia, I'm in the southern scene. I traveled around in Georgia.
to do.
You're listening to Chris Bent. Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked. The way she had said, the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool. Her eyes were clear and bright. But she's not there. Well, no one told me about her. What could I do? Well, no one told me about. Too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked. The way she had said, the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool. Her eyes were clear and bright. But she's not there.
Oh, that was a shame.
What happened there, Chris?
It showed it had 23 seconds left to go.
You can't trust CDs.
No, and that's why you brought all this lovely vinyl.
You know where you are with the vinyl track. Unless it gets stuck, of course.
Yeah, unfortunately, I've only got one working deck here, so we're having to... I'm having to work so hard today. So that was The Zombies, Paul.
Yeah, for She's Not There, of course, their first single, and I think the biggest hit they ever produced. Just didn't find success after that, really, did they?
No, although they've found increasing posthumous success with Odyssey and Oracle, it did take 50 years, but a very slow burn, I think you might call that.
Yeah, but I think they're appreciated these days.
They are, most definitely, and they're still around, or they certainly were 3 or 4 years ago, performing at least Colin Blunstone, I think all of them were, they did until one of them died, didn't he?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think that was after they did some concerts in London. They performed the complete album. We'll play some of that shortly. And before that, it was Johnny Winter, Hustle Down in Texas, from an album that Paul's going to leave behind.
Accidentally leave behind.
CBS Special Products. I dug out a couple of singles.
Yeah, they did food.
CBS Special Products. This was Get Lucky with Fries.
Fries Turkish Delight.
Yes, it could have been anything.
Yeah.
By the time I get to Phoenix by Georgie Fame on one side, Simon and Garfunkel Sound of Silence on the other, and then the other single was Mr. Tambourine Man the Birds and Lady Madonna, Gary Puckett and the Union Gap on the other side. So there are some unusual products out there for vinyl collection. What's next, Paul? It's Columbia Records.
Yeah, this is quite a rare single. It's Rupert's People. I think you've got a single by Rupert's People, but the difference is this particular single was actually the Fleur-de-Lis under a different name, and they then sort of took away, you know, they came away from it, so another group took up the horns. So you actually had two groups called Rupert's People.
Both on the same record label.
Yeah, yeah.
And neither sounding
something
like...
completely different to each other, yeah.
Okay, and this is called...
Reflections of Charles Brown.
And were you saying it's sort of...
It's, if you know A White Shade of Pale...
Which you will.
You'll certainly recognise this, I think, and it's probably the reason it didn't do a thing.
Yes, I do, but the words won't come. And I don't know what to do.
An incredible 11 years since I saw the Zombies live. 27th of June 2008. That was in my hometown of Peterborough, unbelievably. Mm. And they were on the same bill as the Yardbirds.
What a lineup in Peterborough.
Yeah. At the Broadway. The place that got burnt down or set fire to. We shan't say why it got set fire to, but... Mm. And to this, well, it did open again briefly, I think, but...
Don't know much about it, Chris.
No,
I'm
no,
from the
no.
East, as you know.
Yes, Paul has visited us from the far east of Attleboro.
Yes, that's it. Yeah. Mm,
an interesting journey, no doubt. Changing,
changing chains, or even changing trains. Yeah, no incidents on the way, so that's pretty good for. Well, we still call them British Rail, don't we?
Yeah, and that recording of the Zombies, "I Love You," that was taken from Odyssey and Oracle Revisited, a 2-CD set, and it was recorded at the Shepherd Bush Empire in London in 2008. And now, Paul.
Yeah, this is Steve Miller Band from a 1972 album, which is sort of more or less forgotten these days, I think. This is the title track to Recall the Beginning, A Journey from Eden.
What's this one?
This is the actual title
track.
This
is the title track.
Yeah. Okay. Listen to what I'm saying, Chris.
Wake me up before you go.
That's next.
Thank you. garden and I see the midnight flight of a blackbird through my vision to the light. Oh,
Sie hören Chris B., aber ich hoffe, Sie hören nicht nur, sondern Sie lauschen diesen wohlbekannten Songs.
whispered, spend us too. We only serve for you.
Wispy and fluttery, great mate.
Their music just sends you places, doesn't it? It's lovely.
King Crimson with Gordon Haskell on the vocals. After the next one, we'll play the same tune with the original guide track from their original singer, Greg Lake. And we began with the Steve Miller Band, Journey from Eden.
From Eden,
yes,
not
I was,
two.
I was in the wrong direction. You're listening to me, Chris Bent, and my good mate, Paul Welton, who has travelled all the way from Attleborough to be with us today with a sack,
Another collection.
A bag full of...
A weighty vinyl, yeah.
And this is the first album from Camel.
From 1973, yeah. It was the first album that was released on MCA Records, and they switched to Decca, I think, the later ones. But, yeah, it's a good album, this, and this is Never Let Go. Thank you.
prince of her doom, telling us there is no room, not enough for all mankind, and the seas of time are running dry. Don't they know it's a lie? Man is born with a will to survive. I'm
Chris B at towardtheunknownregion.com.
Sit back and enjoy.
Listening to Crispy.
For further information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com.